Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Back here on Sports Talk, Saints defensive back Paulson Adebo entering his second year is having a really good camp. Bobby Hebert, Mike Dettillier, and myself sat down with the former Stanford Cardinal.
All right, Paulson, how do you feel like you've done in camp so far?
I feel like I've been overall pretty good. Some things I'm still trying to work on, but I feel kind of good about where I am.
Where do you feel like you've grown from year one to year two?
I think just knowing the defense. Obviously, I played in 17 games throughout my rookie year. Just gives me a kind of a sense of ease going out there now, and then just trusting my teammates, trusting my coaches.
And Paulson, talking with Tre'Quan Smith, he said, "Boy, Paulson Adebo really is getting it now." Is that just comes with experience and a confidence that? Almost you're running the routes better than the receivers are and kind of anticipating what they're doing?
Yeah, I think just the more you're around the game, the more experience you get more comfortable, you start to anticipate things and you can see things a little quicker. So I think just overall experience has helped me a lot.
Can you take us back to Stanford? So I know, what year did you miss 2 years or was it 1 year because of the pandemic?
I missed 1 year.
1 year, okay.
Right.
Yeah, so I was going to ask you, that 1 year sit out for COVID,
yeah.
it certainly affected your draft status because right. You'd have been picked much, much higher had right. You played that particular year. So that experience last year you've thrown in and, okay, you're not a backup, you're a starter. Right. And so now it's more in between the years, more than anything else.
Yeah, I mean, I think coming in, we all come in, we play this game to start. Nobody comes in to try to be a backup. So coming in, just wanting to compete, put my best foot forward, be the best version of myself. And if that gives me a starting job, and then that gives me a starting job. So that was kind of my mindset coming in last year. Obviously, sitting out a year, you know, there's no substitute for being in the game and playing and getting those live reps. So maybe that hurt me, maybe it didn't. But, you know, you can always play the shoulda, coulda, woulda game. Yeah. And just for me, just focusing on what's ahead of me and just trying to put my best foot forward.
Paul, when y'all in those DB meeting rooms and, you know, the corners, y'all are sure tacklers. Do y'all pride yourself in that, whether it's you, Lattimore, Roby? It just seems like that you're not just cover guys, but you actually could tackle.
For sure, yeah. I think one of the biggest things we harp on is just, you know, making open field tackles, getting your guy on the ground, right? You know, they get paid on the offensive side, so they're going to catch a pass, they're going to catch a ball, but just trying to limit yards after contact, making sure that they do catch it, it's catch and touch, and, you know, limit the yards after contact.
Paulson, you guys play the Texans in the preseason Saturday. How are you looking forward to that? You know, seeing somebody else in a different color uniform?
Well, yeah, for sure. Anytime I can go out there and play in a game, right, that's what we practice for. So practicing is cool, practicing against my teammates, ultimate competitors, but definitely getting a chance to showcase my abilities, you know, on the big stage.
Now, Paulson, speaking of, like, practice, and you have to like that the officials are out here, considering – to get feedback of what you can get away with or not because you're coming up and you're jamming.
Right.
Well, when is your hands okay or not? Is right. That something you also analyze in the meetings when you have officials out here?
Yeah, I mean, a little bit. Right. We kind of know what's going to get a penalty and what's not. But as a defensive back, I mean, you want to be aggressive, right? You don't want to start playing timid and not, you know, not play as aggressive. Obviously, if you start getting too many calls, then you have to adjust. But for us, just trying to play, you know, as fair as possible. Within the rules, but then obviously trying to challenge and be physical with receivers.
Paulson, I do the Ed Reed camp every year, and Ed preaches to the defensive backs, two things you got to have. You got to know how to play the ball when it's in flight.
Right.
Secondly, you better have amnesia.
Right.
Okay, one good play or one bad play.
Exactly.
It's in, and then that's it. You go to the next play.
Exactly. Yeah, to me, cornerback, defensive back in general is one of the more humbling positions, right? So you make a play, this one everybody loves you. You miss a play, everybody hates you. But you kind of learn that humility, you know, and you understand the ups and downs of everything. And you're going to make a play, you're going to make a bad play, but just that kind of mindset to just shake back and just fight the next play.
And, you know, Paulson, talk about that learning experience. I think the only negative thing we said about you last year was the Giants game when you also force a fumble and then you didn't, I don't know, hustle, or could you think of the ball right. And then the fumble. So that's a learning experience, just for sure, being yeah. part of that.
I think I thought it was incomplete, right? Yeah. So just, you know, lapse in judgment, but you learn from it, you get better.
What's Chris Richard meant to you in your development?
Yeah, he's been everything, man. Just a leader, you know, on and off the field, somebody that is really, really detail-oriented and kind of can break it down for you, somebody who has a long pedigree, you know, has coached a lot of great DBs as well. So credibility and just somebody that you can lean on in tough times.
How would you compare the difference, because you're all counting on one another, I don't know, his personality or just relationship with, like, Lattimore versus Roby? I mean, two different cats, or how is it?
You know, as far as temperament or what?
Yeah, anything.
I mean, we have a lot of different personalities in the room, but we all want to be great, and we all push each other, so that's the common kind of common denominator between us.
You've seen Alante Taylor come in here. He was in a situation similar to you.
I like Alante.
And he was a former offensive player that got moved to the defense. Now, you were a former receiver in high school. And so that adjustment, but also the adjustment from college to the pros for him.
Yeah, I mean, Alante is great, man, as far as just coming in early, right, first one out, last one to leave, coming in with that work ethic, always asking questions, always wanting to be better. So, you know, it's times he does some things and I kind of try to take from him, and then he'll ask me questions and take from me. So definitely, you know, mutual respect between me and him, and, you know, can't say enough great things about how he's come in and compete early.
Paulson, you have any opinion on, you look at the Pac-12, your background, you know, Stanford, big, you know, Cal and Stanford, the big game, and now USC and UCLA going to the Big Ten. That just doesn't seem right. Is that the same where to you? And are you concerned with the future in the Pac-12 or what?
Not exactly. I kind of didn't really think about it too much, but, yeah.
Who's the comic relief in the DB room? Who's the comedian?
Comic relief. I think we got a lot of fun personalities. Yeah, I think we're all fun guys. I don't know. I don't think we're all fun.
Is CD Deuce?
CD Deuce is funny. He's good.
Meeting room, he's just like he is out now.
Yeah, he's good, fiery, and, you know, loves to compete, and, you know, you love to play with him. So,
how much interaction have you had with the fan base here now in your second season?
As far as, I mean, outside when they come and watch us, we always love their support, and, you know, we wouldn't be who we are without our fans. So anytime we get a chance to kind of see them out, and whether sign an autograph or just kind of wave to them and just let them know that we appreciate them. So,
have you been stopped yet, or out and about somewhere? And
out and about.
Could you be incognito or there's Paulson.
A couple times, but I mean, you know, I don't mind being stopped if somebody stops me.
Sure.
Right, but I haven't been stopped too much. I don't think I get out too much, to be honest. I'm kind of a homebody. So.
Okay, well, I was going to ask you, outside of the pandemic, have you been able to enjoy all of New Orleans has to offer culinary-wise, food-wise?
Yeah, I mean, I tried the food a little bit. But like I said, I'm kind of a homebody, so when I'm not practicing, I'm kind of just at the crib chilling. But I do get out sometimes and, you know, whether it's just go to Magazine Street or something and just look at all the shops over there.
Thanks, Paulson. Good luck. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right, take care.
Paulson Adebo, Saints defensive back. We'll step away and come back and wrap up Sports Talk next here on WWL.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.